previously on 2 Past Midnight.
There was priest there, Father Roberts, was bringing refugees with him. We are trying to get to Archdiocese to let them know that he's coming.
He's actually here right now. Do you want to come in and speak with him? That's fine.
That would be wonderful, yes.
You glance through the binoculars at one point, and you see 4 people patrolling along the northern side of the road.
We don't have anything. We're just passing through.
What's in your pack?
It's food and water and supplies.
Drop your bags.
Fine. We'll drop our bags.
As you're talking, he's going through the bag still. Jeremy.
Sir.
As per our conversation in between sessions, I'm going to need you to roll a roll for me.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
That's fine. So this is where we're opening. So we're back in Kentucky, and we have Natalie standing back a little ways from the pack and the shotgun, and the one of those gentlemen was searching through the bags, and off a little ways is a professor who had dropped his bag at his feet because he didn't toss it over to him, like he specifically said. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Natalie had tried to persuade them to not take your guys' stuff because you're just trying to travel to Cynthiana, yada, 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 right? And you need your supplies to get there, is what she said, while he was rummaging through the bag. Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need you to roll me a recon roll, but not yours. This is how we're going to do this.
Oh, okay.
I want you to roll the guy who was looking through your bags recon roll.
Okay.
So, that's going to be a C and a C.
Oh.
Right. If they get a success, the guy that was looking through the bag found something interesting.
I got a 2 and a 7.
One success.
All right, so Natalie was saying, it's just, you know, we're just trying to get, you know, get to Cynthiana. And, like, he looks back at the rest of the group. He's still got his hand in the bag. They start to lower their rifles. All of a sudden, he stops for a second, turns back over to the bag, looks in the bag, and pulls his hand out. And in his hand is Jeremy.
It is a block of C4.
Ooh. Ma'am?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to step back a little bit further.
All right.
The rest of them start to raise their rifles back up. Why do you have this in your bag, ma'am?
I'd like to know the answer to that as well.
I was covering Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and before it all went down, right before it all happened, I was traveling with a guy. I was dating him, and he was part of Delta Force, and he was stationed there, and he knew it was going bad, and he gave it to me, and he said, you know, as he thought it might help me, and we got separated. I haven't seen him since. I don't know what to tell you. He gave it to me because he thought it would be useful, and I haven't had a use for it yet. You can see it's not actually armed, and I'm just... He showed me how to set it up, but I haven't had any need to use it yet. I mean...
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to get on your knees, put your hands behind your head. We're going to search you.
This is seriously a gross misunderstanding.
I understand, ma'am. Please.
She gets on her knees, and she puts her hands behind her head.
Sir?
Search. I've got nothing. You're not going to find anything interesting.
Right. So that same gentleman that was searching the bags comes over and starts patting Natalie down.
She still has a sidearm on.
Yep, I know.
Okay.
Then it's not like concealed or anything. It's just... No. Yep. So he takes the sidearm out of her holster, we'll say.
Sure.
And... Because why wouldn't he have it just tucked in her fucking crotch? That'd be stupid. So he takes the sidearm from her and, you know, sets it off to the side, and he's searching. Does she have like an identification on her?
Yeah, she would still have her driver's license and, you know, like press pass stuff.
Okay. So he finishes searching her, grabs that stuff, moves over to the professor, starts doing the same thing, starts patting him down, starts checking his bag. The whole time, the other four are like flanked out around you and they have the rifles up and trained. And they're covering, like two of them are covering Natalie, two of them are covering the professor.
Again, I'd just like to reiterate, there's no need for this.
You're right, and we weren't going to take your supplies. But the C4 seems a little suspicious.
Okay. Four people just randomly with guns is a little suspicious, but I'm willing to look past it. I'm not sure what we're doing here.
So he finishes patting you down. Takes the pistol off you?
No.
Yeah.
No?
Oh. Nope.
Rifle and shotgun is what you have.
She has the shotgun. I just have my my hunting rifle.
No, you scrounged a shotgun.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. But he finishes searching the bag and like, all right. Well, I mean, I guess if you're headed to Cynthiana, we can escort you there. We were going to head back that way anyway. So they start handing your packs. Like, we're going to hold on to these for now, though.
By the packs these, or this, you mean
the C4
oh.
And your weapons.
Okay. The explosives and the weapons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Save my weapons as well?
Yeah. You'll get them back. We just, you know, it's a little alarming is all. If you're headed there anyway, we're headed back that way.
Sure. Lead the way. It seems like you're in charge of this here parade, so.
So who's in command in Cynthiana?
They're a governor?
Colonel Willis.
Colonel Willis? Colonel Willis, is he National Guard? Is he regular Army? Marine Corps?
Regular Army.
He's regular Army? And that's military. Who's the actual government in charge?
At this point, he is. Martial law has been declared on this area.
Well, how far does the area extend?
Like I said, martial law has been declared on the area.
So
at least Kentucky.
So who's Colonel Willis answering to? Because he's only a colonel.
Yeah. Who else are you answering to? Who else has anybody been in contact with?
Well, I
chain of commands have been a little bit broken up.
I understand that, but I,
ma'am,
I
would, we're gonna escort you to Cynthiana. I'm not 100% sure what your questions, where you're getting at with them, but as I said,
well, no, I'm just curious, and
martial law has been established, and Colonel Willis is in charge.
Okay. So there's no elected officials, no actual oversight from
martial law, ma'am.
Either state or ma'am. Federal ma'am. Government,
ma'am. Martial law.
Sounds to me like we've got another forced draft situation.
You know, you guys rolled really well on a persuasion roll, and you're really hurting your odds right now. Right, because it also says with that persuasion roll that the GM can determine that certain persuasions aren't possible.
just trying to glean information of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Martial law.
No indictments so far.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be fun.
As we said, we've been securing the area under martial law. Who exactly Colonel Willis is reporting to, that is above my pay grade, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
You're getting paid?
That's just, no, it's just.
At that point, he takes the rifle and butt strokes him in the face. That was a joke from the GM.
You know, you're kind of hostile, Adam. You're being kind of hostile, man. I'm just trying to understand what's happening here, asking questions. So mean.
Sir, that's not what pay grade means. Let's walk. Pay grade simply refers to what rank you are.
I wouldn't know that.
Journalists and military personnel have been known to get along so well.
Yep. Or academics.
I was going to say.
Smart-ass academics and journalists. Yeah, military guys love them.
Kyle, I think we chose poorly.
No, you wanted to avoid the white supremacists, and you did.
That's fair.
Good job.
Wait, no.
The alleged white supremacists.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. Alleged white supremacists. Still don't know. You don't know. They could be a crazy cult. Who knows? All right, so y'all start walking towards Cynthiana.
Every now and again, I'll sarcastically start going, left, left, right, left.
Sir, if there's anyone else out there, I'd really rather they not hear us.
Thought you owned this area, sir.
I said securing the area. I did not say owned this area.
I feel like I'm being owned at this moment.
Well, you're not, but we're still just securing the area, sir. Less noise, more walking.
Affirmative, sir.
Then you do the newt salute.
Yeah.
So what's the infrastructure in Cynthiana like? Is the power grid back up? Is there water supply? Is there food? How is
there's
it getting
food,
along?
There's supplies. We're trying to get the power grid back up.
Medicine, healthcare, like how are these things going?
We have some medical care. I mean, we're trying to reestablish that. That's the best say, ma'am.
That's good. That's good. How far out have you guys actually secured? Is it? I mean, you're obviously patrolling out, and like you said, you don't own it, quote unquote, yet. Just trying to secure the perimeter, but how far does the perimeter go?
Essentially, perimeter is not ownership, ma'am.
No, I understand. That's why I used
quote, I mean, even the unquote, implication that this is a ownership, like we own this land because we've walked here.
I understand that. I was just using the professor's parlance. I understand that it's not a fiefdom.
Right. And I'm also simply pointing out how intentionally snarky parlance like that is, ma'am.
I believe you're twisting my words, but that's fine. I was just trying to be polite and have conversation. I was just curious as to how far that level of security extends to.
Well, I mean, at this point, we're doing advanced patrols and
okay,
anything above that is classified, ma'am.
Classified?
Classified.
Ma'am, if you think for a second... then I'm going to give details about our infrastructure. Hold on, ma'am, before you get upset about this. If I'm going to give details about our infrastructure to a man and a woman that we found walking through the wilderness that claim whatever claims they might have and have C4 on them at any point, then I'm going to give them some intel about our current position and our current capabilities and our current security perimeter, you're out of your goddamn fucking mind.
I see that.
I have a problem with the word found.
I think that's a totally reasonable response.
I'm not asking about capabilities. I'm just trying to see how stable it is because we're on our way to
right about our security perimeter. That's my point.
No, there are marauders out. We've run across them. We've had to hide from them.
And so have we, ma'am. What I'm saying is these questions would be best saved for Colonel Willis. And what questions and answers he wants to give, that is on him.
Okay, then I'll ask Colonel Willis when I see him.
And these are not questions that I am authorized to answer.
Okay. Figured it's a long walk. We might as well have small talk. But if you don't want to talk about that, then that's fine.
It's nice weather we're having.
Oh, it's beautiful.
One of the other guys says. I believe it's a sunny day, if I remember correctly, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've... failed too many weather reports at the moment.
Yeah, because it was sunny at Ray's, and then that was the same shift, yeah.
Yeah, so y'all walk a hex to the south, and we are out of the... Oh, daytime. Shit.
Out of the frying pan?
We're headed into the evening, actually.
Yeah, we're out of the frying pan. That's where we're at.
I mean, I guess if we're heading in the evening, do we go the rest of the way to Cynthiana? Because that's another 20 kilometers from where we are right now. Game Master is going to think about that for a second.
Well, it's two hexes on foot, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we just hit evening at this point, so...
I got you. About making camp or continuing on. Yo comprende.
Yeah. Jeremy, we'll go this way. Not what Natalie thinks is best. That's not what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they would do in this situation? Do you think they would stop and make camp or go the rest of the way to Cynthiana?
They're probably going to go all the way to Cynthiana, would be my guess. Especially if you've got detainees, you're not going to stop and detain them in the field, especially if you're only 20 kilometers. Because if you stop, you're going to have to restrain your detainees, and then you're going to have to keep watch. It's better off just going.
That's kind of where I was leaning to. Yeah.
But it would also depend on how long they've been out, like how long they've been on patrol to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they've been patrolling for, you know, all day already, I don't know. But they would restrain Natalie and Noah.
Yeah.
During the downshift, if that were the case. So.
At least with zip ties, if they had them.
Right. If they have them. If not, somebody's got 550 cord, I guarantee it.
Or bungee cord.
Or.
That would make terrible restraints.
Or their own boot laces or whatever.
They would use your bootlaces, not their own.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's that's what I'm getting at.
Okay. No, I rolled. Yeah, they're going to continue back to Cynthiana. So, yeah, that's what they're going to do. So, Jeremy, why don't you roll me, or Kyle, I don't care which one of you, a D and a D for their recon, and then whichever one of you has a better recon. Because I like splitting up these kind of rolls.
I have the better recon, so you want to take the D and the D?
Yep.
All right. Dude, what are my modifiers, Adam?
-2.
-2? All right.
Actually, someone roll me a D6. Sorry. D6, weather. That'll affect it, so.
I'll do the D6 for weather.
All right.
-2.
Okay, no, it's still clear, so it should just be a -1, so I need a C and a D on their recon, and whatever you get with a -1.
Gotcha.
1 success.
Okay.
2 successes.
Okay. All right, so y'all are going along. Sun's starting to go down over the hills. And you're about 10 kilometers outside of Cynthiana, maybe 15. And as you're going off to the side of the road, you see it too, Natalie, but they also see it. You see a deserted pickup truck sitting off on the side of the road. They kind of stop. Little guy in point puts his hands up and like motions for everybody to stop. And the way they're patrolling is they've got 2 in front, right? And they got 2 in the back, like bringing up the rear, and you 2 are like in the middle of the patrol, quote unquote. They're kind of like in a staggered column with you guys in the middle of it. And the guy in the, you know, front like raises his hand to like for them to stop and like points up ahead. And they start looking around, and there's like a tree line off the road a little ways further on both sides of the road. And one guy walks up to the guy at point, and you can kind of see them talking. And he comes back and he says, "All right, we're going to go around." So headed over that way. And someone needs to roll me a C and a C roll. Actually, which one of you, what's your all's lowest? Who has the lowest recon?
I am a B and a C.
Oh, that's actually better than that. Yeah, roll me a C and a C. One of you.
You got it, Kyle.
Nothing.
Okay. All right, so they start heading off the road. They're trying to circle around, basically. Like, just avoid this truck completely. Okay. Sorry, I got a few different rolls here happening on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, roll me a recon roll at a -1.
That's a 2 and a 5.
Okay. So you all are circling around, and all of a sudden you hear, and you see one of the soldiers drops to the ground. The one that's on point drops and goes, and just hits the ground. And I guess we're going to go into fucking initiative on this. But we can be kind of...
theater of mind?
Yeah, we'll be a little bit theater of the mind on this. So
it's dark. We're in the middle of the nowhere, taking our guns, and somebody just got shot.
Yeah. Sounds familiar, right?
And we have two characters that are best speaking.
Kyle? Jeremy?
Mm-hmm.
Do either one of you have that super fancy get multiple initiatives?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Okay. Chris, I'm going to give you an initiative card. That's for the soldiers.
Okie dokie.
All right. Oof. Kyle, you're up first. What do you do?
I hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Is there cover anywhere close?
Or
would I know a general area?
Tell you what, roll me a mobility roll, and if you succeed, I'll say that you're able to get to cover.
Nope.
Do you want to push it?
Yeah. Her mobility fails damage, correct?
Yes.
Nope, not going to do it.
Okay.
Still.
You can drop prone, though, still. But yeah, you're not able to get to any kind of cover.
Gotcha. So I will drop prone. I will yell, I don't have any weapons. What am I supposed to do?
Chris, I think you had a 2, right?
Yes.
Okay. Soldiers are up. What do you think they do? Contact left, by the way.
Yell out contact left, train their rifles, look for movement, and fire.
Okay. Roll recon roll. At a CNC.
Whew.
What'd you get, Chris?
A nothing and a 1. Can they push their roll?
Not a recon roll. No, yeah, so they're looking for targets and they don't see where the rounds are coming from.
They're shell-shocked. No, they're just surprised.
They could set overwatch on a hex if you want, just in case.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, so like they knew the round came from the left, they just don't have a target. You know what I mean? Like there's a tree line to the left, but it's a large area, so they don't have anything to exactly like lock onto. They haven't found a target.
I would say the overwatch on the tree line directly in front of them.
Okay, roll me a d6.
That would be a 5.
Okay. Jeremy, Natalie.
Which one of them has her stuff? Her weapons and C4?
The one that was behind her.
Okay. She is going to run up next to the guy that dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And use his body as cover.
Okay, yeah, that was the guy that was all the way on point, by the way. Okay.
I'm just getting a mental image of who's where doing what.
Okay, since I did this for Kyle, roll me mobility.
Okay. Any negatives?
Nope, just mobility.
6. That's 1 success.
Yeah, so you're able to actually get up there and take cover behind this body. Sure.
Just like... rolls over a little bit to take
drops
cover
prone behind the body.
Yeah.
Full cover or partial cover?
Oh, full.
Okay, sounds good. Alright, so then all of a sudden rounds start coming from the tree line. Unfortunately, your overwatch was on the wrong hex, and they start shooting. From the tree line to left, you start seeing the muzzle flashes like pop, 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 pop. You start hearing rounds going off, but nobody seems to get hit from that. Back around to the top of the initiative order. Kyle.
Man, I got nothing. I'm going to crawl. I still don't have a general area of where they're coming from?
From the left. You can see where the muzzle flashes are coming from now.
Gotcha.
They're about 40, 50 meters out, depending on which area of muzzle flashing you're talking about.
I will crawl to the right, mm-hmm, towards any person. Are captors to the right, or are they all...
No, there were two ahead of the two of you, two behind you. So if you mean by right, like, do you mean forward or backward from the direction of your chapel?
Oh, I'm sorry, away from the firing.
Okay, so yeah, so you're going to head west, basically, along the road, since we're all headed south. You're going to head west, away from it, start crawling that direction. Okay.
Yeah. But again, while I'm going to make a crawl through there, and I'm still going to be like, I got no gun! I've got nothing I can do here.
Chris, those guys, I'm assuming they're going to shoot at some dudes. You've got targets now.
Yeah, because they saw the muzzle flashes.
Yeah, so I'm going to say roll me an A and an A. Roll me an A and an A.
Can they drop prone and fire?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, A and an A. That's them assisting each other.
Once incoming came in again, they located their targets, drop prone and return fire.
Mm-hmm.
Three successes.
Dang.
Okay. Jeremy.
She's going to maintain full cover.
Okay. They're going to shoot back. They're shooting at the people that are shooting at them, so...
Goddamn.
All right. You're more... Rounds getting fired from the tree line, but apparently no one's getting hit. These guys are terrible at this. Kyle.
Same thing. Crawl another hex away.
Okay. Chris.
I probably don't see any cover, but if I see something I can cover behind a log or anything.
Sure. I'd say at this point you've been able to get to cover at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Full cover.
Chris, roll me an A and an A.
One success.
Okay. That does not drop one of them, but they at least got injured. One of the soldiers gets hit, by the way. And since you guys are all just doing covering, I'm going to do this. Chris, are you going to do anything else different this time, Jeremy?
No, she's going to maintain full cover.
Okay, Chris.
Keep firing at their target. One success.
Okay. And then they shoot back. One of the soldiers drops. Bop! Gets hit. Takes a round. Kyle, are you doing anything?
Nope, same. Scaredy cat.
Yep. All right, so now there are two soldiers left. Two of them have been taken out.
Actually, I will call out to try to find her.
Okay. By the way, it's the one to the very front and the one to the very back have been taken out. So the two that were closer in the middle are still there.
Natalie, are you okay?
Pat, 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 pat.
Back to hunkering down.
Chris, roll. Oh, but you're not getting an A and A. This time you are only getting a and a B. B and a B. Sorry, B and a B.
I got one success and it was with the B die I'd already rolled, so.
Okay, that's fine. And more rounds. Jeremy, are you going to do anything?
Full cover.
Full cover. All right, more rounds coming from the tree.
Noah, line. Stay down. Get cover.
Another one of the soldiers gets taken out. You're down to one. Noah, what are you going to do?
Cry a little bit, but just stay in.
Chris, B and a C if you're going to shoot back.
All right, so he saw his three guys that he's with get taken out. How far to the tree line?
About 40 meters.
Not towards them, away from them.
About 50 meters.
Anything to take cover behind in this area?
The bodies of his buddies.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to assume one is in crawling distance, the one that was in the middle next to him, right?
Yeah, so as he starts to crawl towards the body, they're going to shoot.
Okay, yeah, he's going to crawl to the nearest body to use
He's dead.
Okay. to use as cover and fire.
Thunk! No, he starts to crawl, takes a fucking bullet to the dome. He's done. I just rolled three successes on their roll. So.
Shit.
Yeah.
Are we aware that all four of our dudes are dead?
Sure. Why not? And you also see four people starting to come out of the tree line with their rifles raised at you. Like, at the group.
We were captured! We were captured! We are not with them! We're not with them!
Natalie puts her hands up, and she starts to get up. He's right. We were being detained.
They planted C4 on us, and then they decided to take us.
We're not with them. Don't tell them about the C4.
Speaking of not telling people about it, appreciate that.
We'll
that
talk about it later.
Okay, got it. We're just heading south. I'm a simple scientist. I'm just looking for an answer to the freshwater problem. I'm not here to bother anybody. We're not here to take anything. They've taken all our stuff.
We're unarmed.
So you see a couple of them are headed towards Natalie. A couple of them are headed back towards the professor. The one that comes up towards Natalie raises up his rifle. Bam! Hits her in the face. Cut to black.
Dick. How much damage was that?
Notional.
Got it.
RP damage.
Deal.
Going from one group to another group of ambush.
Yeah, exactly. We're just being passed around here.
Better off not shooting. I mean, a buttstock to the face at this point is better than getting shot without a weapon.
So. I mean, I still have two holes in me from the last firefight we were in. I've still not healed all the way up.
Yeah, me neither.
So Natalie starts to come to. And you're... Just based off the sound of where you are, it has like this like metallic kind of resonance to it. Like you can hear the wind outside, but there's just this like weird like metallic resonance to it. And like your own breathing, right? Like kind of look around and you can see like little beams of light coming through. And as you start to stir, Noah, you notice that she's starting to wake up.
Are you okay?
Yeah, my head is just spinning. Where are we?
You're at the compound.
Of course we are.
Noah?
Well, it appears that we are at the compound that we were trying to not end up at.
Shit.
So...
Have they said anything?
Anything they want to say, they say with violence, so I've gotten nowhere.
So we don't really know who's in charge here, who to talk to, or any of that?
I have this weird sneaking suspicion this one's a little less military-based, and these guys aren't much for talking. I tried.
I get it.
And you kind of came to as they were, like, putting you into... You know what I mean? Like, as they were, like, dragging you guys in, that's when Noah kind of came to also. He kind of comes to as they were, like, throwing you guys into this cargo container.
How long have we been here?
I don't know.
All right.
I mean, it would have taken several hours to drag us back to the... I don't know.
Honestly, they could have just shot us dead in the street where we were, but they brought us back, so we at least have a chance.
At that moment, you hear... And the door opens to the cargo container, and you look out, and the light is kind of blinding. Ugh. And you can see the silhouette of four or five people standing there with rifles. One of them starts to walk in. You can hear the footsteps on the metallic floor of this cargo container. It's like, doo, doo, doo. Well, my name's Frank, and, I guess my people brought you back here. Nah. What are you all doing in this area, anyway? And we cut away to Krakow. Cut into the chapel, and we see Harrison and Mr. Stanislav and Father McIntyre, and the bishop has just walked out. And Father McIntyre and the bishop had kind of been speaking. You know, he's like pointing over at the two of you. And he starts to come over. And he says, in Polish, he says, Father McIntyre told me that you were here to see me, my son?
Yes, Bishop. I'm from a small village to the north of here. We were attacked by marauders. There was a Father Roberts there who was coming back with refugees. I came along ahead with some other Americans to bring them down to Krakow, and he said they would be on their way. And I was hoping that you could possibly offer them any form of assistance or refuge, or they should be on their way here. It's been at least a day or two since I've heard from them, but they should be headed this way. And I was hoping that you could possibly... help search for them, but if nothing more, then give them refuge.
I can pass word to keep an eye out for them, the checkpoints, but I don't have much authority on definitively letting people in or not.
I understand.
But I can request it. You said Father Roberts. Do you know how many... Wait, Father Roberts, out of, insert name of village here. That we never named. You mean Father Roberts out of such and such?
Like, yes, location? Yes, yeah. Yeah,
I know him. I know him. Yeah, he's a good man. He's a good man.
He's coming down with, I think it was 12, 14 of them that were coming down. They should be on their way, provided that they don't run into any problems. We had several problems that we ran into on the way down here, different factions and groups.
Yes, the countryside has been quite dangerous lately. And he looks over at Harrison, who I'm assuming, since they're speaking in Polish, is doing what, Chris?
Looking back and forth between them. Like, as each one speaks.
And he says in English. I assume your friend does not speak Polish.
Yes, that is correct. I'm sorry, Harrison. I forget sometimes that you do not also speak Polish. But yes, Bishop, this is Harrison. This is one of the Americans that was escorting us, that I brought down here with me. They've been using vehicle, you know, it's faster travel for them.
It's nice to meet you, Harrison.
Not nice to meet you, sir, father. What should I call you?
He's Bishop.
Bishop? Nice to meet you, Bishop.
Thank you, Harrison. Your friend, Mr. Stanisław, because I'm assuming you would have introduced yourself. Yes. Mr. Stanisław was telling me about Father Roberts bringing the refugees here. I can let the checkpoints know and pass word and go from there with the chain of command, but I can't make any guarantees. I can at least ask them to inform me when they arrive and perhaps go from there. But
I hope you can help them people when they get here. They've been through a lot, Sir Bishop.
I'm sure they have. Many people in our country have been through a lot, and many people from your country that are here in our country have been through a lot in the last few years. And many people from Russia that have come here also have been through a lot here.
It's been a big shit sandwich for everybody all around. Excuse my language, sir, Bishop.
Are you Catholic?
In a manner of speaking, sir. I was raised a Christian, sir, Bishop.
We can't all be perfect.
I definitely far from that, sir.
But is there a place around that we could also find information about people that come in and out? We're also looking for another American named Keanu. He's with Tank Company. Another American soldier. Is his son?
There is not exactly. There's not really a central point. I mean, maybe you could ask around and see, but it's hard to keep track these days
of people.
Have you heard of any second armored division here? I know you probably don't pay attention to that stuff, but our logo is pretty familiar. It's got a cannon on it with three colors.
He's triangle, yeah.
Jeremy, roll me a D8, please.
A flat?
Just D8. A D8, yeah.
That's a 4.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you. I have not seen this around. I've not heard of it. But I, for the most part, try to stay out of that side of things. That is not my concern. My concern is not the war, and other than its collateral damage, that is more about my concern.
Of course.
So tracking units and who goes where.
Are there Americans in city? Would they know?
There are some Americans in Krakow. There are many around that have been able to get citizenship of Krakow.
Yes, they gave us day pass. How is this day like?
Yes, with day pass, you do not want to be here after sunset or tomorrow. They will. I mean, you could theoretically if you really wanted to, but the local law enforcement and the militia, they can stop people at any point and ask for papers, and if these are your papers, you will not be in a good place.
Okay. Yes. And they mean business, yeah?
Oh, they mean business. Protecting this city and protecting it from what happens out there is big business. Big deal.
Okay.
Sir, there's no, like, American headquarters or nothing like that. There's no structure for Americans here?
I would not call structure. Closest to structure would be in Old Town. There is embassy. Not so much embassy. What is word? Consulate. It was a consulate that has been converted into a embassy of sort for the Americans. What authority it has and how it works with the local officials is a whole other question, though. And how much cooperation they have.
But this would be a good starting point for finding this American, maybe?
It might be. They may have that information, but as I said, it is an old town, and I'm assuming you got through checkpoints to get here. There are multiple other checkpoints.
There are more checkpoints along the way.
Along the way, yes.
Is single day pass okay for these checkpoints?
For
or no?
Inner circle? Yes. More than likely not. That area is reserved for citizens.
Is there a way to send message there and get word back?
We could potentially send message there. Father McIntyre, would you mind assisting them? Perhaps you could go to U.S. Embassy and... what is this message? Because that is the other question, too, because we also try to, as I said before, stay out of political problems.
Right.
Depending, it depends on message, is all I say.
Message is a Captain Emmett Peterson is looking for his son, Keanu Peterson. He's private in 2nd Armored Division, so if all we need to do is send message that says Captain Emmett Peterson is looking for son and possibly and to get back word if there is any.
We want to see if he's alive.
And McIntyre says, you said Captain Emmett Peterson?
He's Captain Emmett Peterson, yeah.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Okay, you know how to write it down?
No, I won't have to write that down.
Well, okay, yeah. He's Harrison, see, this man has good memory. He's like waiter that does not use notepad, you know? He's important.
I don't think I'd be very good at that.
Is he here too, or is he like in the city with you all, so no. I can like let them know just in case?
He's at farmhouse outside of town. He is very badly burned.
Oh.
And he is recovering now. There was fire.
Okay.
And it's very bad accident.
Okay. Okay.
Is there a place that we can get messages without using day pass, or is there a way we can get another day pass? How does this work?
I mean, I'm kind of surprised, and like the Bishop Cantrums, we are surprised they let you in. Honestly.
Oh.
Usually they don't just let people in, but they must have been feeling nice today. It I guess depends on who's on the watch, but usually to get past checkpoint requires the appropriate paperwork. Or,
okay.
Unfortunately, paying off people.
How do we get the paperwork?
It's a long process to become a citizen of Krokov. There is different stages you would need to go through.
Okay, what if I don't want to be citizen, but I want to trade with, you know, people of Krokov? Or come and go without, you know, no, not necessarily stay here, but do business and then go.
That might fall under figuring out way to get past checkpoints.
Paying people. Okay.
Unfortunately, that is the world we're in.
All right. What do they normally look for?
depends. I don't know. I mean, okay. We don't really leave the city. So, I mean, they look for people that they think might cause problems.
Okay, okay. We try to not cause problems.
Being able to get free run of city, though, is there is a worker program that you can work towards citizenship, or at least partial citizenship. Many people go that route. It just depends.
How long does that take?
I am not sure. Not sure. Father McIntyre, do you know? Father McIntyre's like, I'm not sure. I guess they kind of let me in just, you know, for this reason.
Clergy. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. So, if you get word back, how do we get word from you? Do we find our way back in? Is that it?
I don't usually stay here. I just happened to be checking in on the local parishes. I'm sure Father McIntyre would be more than willing to, I don't know, stay here and pass word if you come back this way.
Okay, yeah.
Perhaps if you give me location, maybe we could tell them if... But what is his name? He says, Captain Emmett Peterson. Yes, Captain Emmett Peterson. If he comes back in, if his son shows up, we could have him tell him where to go.
Okay, yeah. Is here, there is farmhouse, and he gives more concise directions.
Sounds
than
good.
I know offhand. Yep.
What happens if soldiers come here trying to link up with their old units or something? Do they don't let them in?
This is not really the place where people link up with their old units, usually. They may, but Krokov is not... The war is outside, as far as the city is concerned. And it's... A year ago, it must have been a year and a half ago, the city declared its independence from both NATO and Soviet and said, we do not want a part of this at all. And so their primary focus has been protecting the city. So any bringing the outside in here is usually frowned upon. And that is precisely the people that might cause problems people they are looking for.
Okay, okay.
Man, I thought we'd get here and there'd be a bunch of Americans and stuff, but to be honest, I'm kind of glad there ain't.
Yeah, me too. This is not outside problem, this is family matter, you know? Is about family, not war.
I understand. And Father McIntyre says, yeah, I don't mind at all. I can go to the embassy. I was going to head that way anyways, and I can pass that word along.
That would be greatly appreciated. It's small chance. I understand. We understand. Is like, you know, shooting better than dark. Is very hard to get, you know. But sometimes it's okay. Sometimes there is information, so...
Mr. Stan, that's needle in a haystack.
Get magnet. I don't understand. Solve problem. That is easier.
Silly man. Do you think that means they turn the refugees away? Or because you get word out to them, that they'll let them in?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
But if they have worker program, they are coming here to... Hope maybe they would like to work and stay. If not, then, you know, they make their own choice. But, you know. But Father Roberts is also clergy, so maybe they let him in. You know?
Perhaps. Well, I apologize. I've other parishes I must stop and see today.
Of course, Bishop, yes.
Anything else you need, I'm more than certain that Father McIntyre will be able to help you.
Thank you so much for your assistance. Thank you so much.
Sir, Bishop, sir, before you go, may I ask a favor?
Yeah, sure.
I just ask that you please pray for the people that are on the road trying to get here and for for my team, my friends to recover from their injuries.
My son, I pray that for everyone. And he turns, starts to walk out of the chapel.
All right, Harrison, we are running out of time. We should be starting to head back, I think. These men are for real, I believe. If we are, you know, if they stop us with these papers, is, you know, too late in day. We are running out of time.
I know we need to get back, but ain't nobody gonna be happy about what we found here. We all thought that we get the crack off and like, almost like that was like an end point, and then we figure out what we're gonna do. But there ain't nothing here for us. They ain't even gonna let the people in.
They might let them in. It's money, you know, they trade. Is what you have to give them. This is how it always is, yeah? It's always taxed. They take a little bit, you take a little bit. It is how much you are willing to give to get that little bit. Always this way.
I think Amit and Murph and them, they think they're gonna get here and like find their people and go do whatever the hell they're gonna do. They're not gonna find nothing here.
I thought they were going home. This is only a way station, like a train depot. You know, you come here, you get things, and then you go. Because they need to go to the boat, is where you need to go as well, yeah?
Yeah, I guess so. What do you mean me? We.
Oh, yes, Harrison, you too. Yeah, me as well, yeah. But this is not your final stop. He's only, how you say, way station or a layover, yeah? His place you stop, rest up, refeat, then go.
This isn't good. This didn't go at all like I thought it would. I thought we'd be welcome with open arms and be able to rest and get ready for the next leg of the journey. But this just like anywhere else, they don't want us here. Everybody just looking out for themselves and afraid of everybody else. It's the same as everywhere else.
It's not TV movie show, you know? It's not New York ticker tape parade, you know? You don't walk in conquering hero. This is not place for that.
All right, I guess we just better get back. I kind of bummed out about this.
All right, so as you guys get up and you start to walk out, you see Father McIntyre is over in the corner. He's talking to this other woman. Who's sitting over there, and they're kind of having a kind of quiet conversation. Just over there talking, unlike the other side of the chapel. As you start to walk out, you notice a younger priest starts to walk in, this younger man. He appears to be Polish, and as you walk in, he says to you in Polish, he's like, "Hello, my son. Have a good day."
"Hello. Good morning, Father. And you too."
As you're walking out, you see that guy that was out in front with the crucifix still, and he's like, yelling stuff, and it's in Polish, right? And you can see a small crowd kind of gathering around him, like, I don't know, maybe 8 to 12 people just kind of like standing there listening to him. And you know what he's saying, Jeremy, because it's all in Polish and it's all very fire and brimstone, you know, need to get these the foreigners off of our soil. The evil that they have brought here is what's destroying the world. Christ is coming. They shall be judged. We'll cleanse the land with fire. And that's happening over there.
Stanislav reaches into his coat and pulls out his flask and just slowly unscrews the top of it. And he takes a look at the crowd gathering and in the cross, and he just takes a big swig and hands the flask to Harrison without taking his eyes off the group.
Before Harrison takes a swig, he looks at Stanislav. He's like, "Miss Stan, what's that guy saying?" And then he takes a swig.
"He is saying they will burn you."
And he points across the street as he's yelling this. And he's like, them over there, them too. And he's pointing at these Soviets, right? Like you can tell that they're wearing Soviet uniforms and like a group of three or four of them walking down the street. And he's like, them and then them. And you can see he's pointing at some Americans and some other NATO soldiers. He's like, all of them. We must cleanse our country of all of them.